This is VOA News, reporting remotely. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings of further violence. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials on Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on the ground here in Washington. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the United States have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in wake of the violence at the Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee of the inauguration also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, and will be joined by the former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. It will be one of Biden's first acts as president and shows a bipartisanship at a time when the national divide is on stark display. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President-elect Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan on Thursday, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Providing relief for small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The proposal for the aid package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 have died from COVID-19 here in the United States. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Friday, killing at least 34 people and injuring hundreds more. The chief of the disaster agency in West Sulawesi told Reuters more deaths are likely to be confirmed as workers fan out across the region rescuing residents trapped under rubble. The country's meteorology agency has warned of further aftershocks potentially strong enough to trigger a tsunami. On Thursday, a magnitude 5.9 undersequake hit the same region, damaging several homes but causing no apparent casualties. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last weekend in the Java Sea. The Sriwijaya Air jet disappeared minutes after taking off from Jakarta with 62 people on board. So far, officials have identified 12 victims. One black box containing flight data was recovered on Tuesday, and search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee has said the crew did not declare an emergency or report any technical problem before the plane plunged into the sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta in heavy rain. Voting counting continuing in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary election. Longtime President Yoweri Museveni is the leader at this point, according to the Election Commission, with votes still coming in. The top contender, singer and lawmaker Bobi Wine. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.